Good vach. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We are in Perek Mem Vav of Sefer Yechezkel as we come quickly down the pipeline towards the end of this wonderful Sefer, and of course we are in the middle of the Haftorah for Shabbos HaChodesh, where Hashem said that the eastern gate of the inner Chatzar would remain closed on regular weekdays. Ubiyom HaShabbos Yipaseach, Ubiyom HaChodesh Yipaseach, it gets opened on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And the Nasi will go through the hall of the outer gate and stand by the doorway while the Kohen offers his Karbanos. And then he bows and he leaves, but the gate won't be closed until evening, so that the people might use the gate on these special days. Now there are special Karbanos. There's a Karban that's brought by the ruler, by the Nasi on Yom Tovim, and what is that nature of that Karban? So it would be six lambs and a ram. Rashi says it really should be seven and two, but we see that the missing ones don't ruin the Karban. On Rosh Chodesh, he, in addition to the lambs and the ram, he has to bring a par. It should really be two, but one is still, you're still Yotze. And as we pointed out, these are some of the challenges that come up with the difference between Sefer Yechezkel and the Halach as brought in the Torah. Now these animals should have this necessary amount of both flour and oil that have to be brought with them. The Nasi goes in and out through the same gate on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but not on Yomim Tovim. And when the people come for Yomim Tovim, they enter from the north gate, they exit by the south, or they enter by the south and exit the north, not the way they came in. And the Nasi should do the same thing. He can't go through the eastern gate on Yomim Tovim because there was no western gate across to go out. And so when the Nasi brings a voluntary karban, they should open the east gate just for him. And in this case, they close it as soon as he leaves. That's the first part of the perek. And then the perek continues to describe daily karbanos. That we bring a keves ben shnaso every morning with the necessary soles and shemen, and of course we don't mention the afternoon part of the karban atamid. suggestion, says the Radak, is that maybe there is none in the third base hamigdash, but we don't know. Not everyone agrees to that. If the nasi gives real estate to one of his sons, the son can keep it since he would have inherited it. If the Nasi goes ahead and gives it to one of his subjects, that's only until Yovel. The ruler doesn't get to confiscate land from his subjects to give it to his children. He can only keep it on his own. Then Yechezkel gets brought to the place where the Kohanim cook their karbanos, which were not to be brought outside. And Yechezkel is brought to the outer side of the chatzer, where there was a small enclosed area in each corner, and each was 30 by 40. And according to the Mishnah Midos, one was Lishkas HaNazirin, and one was Lishkas HaMitzorayim. One was where the firewood was checked for worms, and one was where the wine and the oil were stored. And all four of these Lishkos, all four of these offices, had a wall of stones with a place to light a fire and put a cooking pot. And so the Malach tells Yechezkel that this is where the Kohanim are going to cook their portions from the people's karbanos, and these chambers were uncovered so that the smoke would be able to go out. This is Perek Mem Vav in a nutshell, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will continue with the final two prakim of Sefer Yechezkel. Everyone have a great day.